welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Feature Interviews. Today I have a fabulous guest who has a really cool short film, so she'll tell you where to find it later, I hope. Bish is in the house, her film Last Date. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the easy part, the writing process. I was thinking while I was watching this, was this based on reality?
Ooh, you know what? Sort of. Definitely not as real life as you might imagine, but I was at the time procrastinating on getting divorced.
So did that inspire the short then, procrastinating? You're like, I can work this into something, or did something trigger that all?
You know, I think what triggered it was the need for a thesis film.
Oh, so, that's fair.
So yeah, I was at the time finishing up the program at Second City's Film School here in Chicago, and I needed a thesis film. I needed a short film. At the same time, I'd been married pretty young, and my now ex-husband and I were pretty amicably getting divorced. But the problem with it being so amicable is that nobody wanted to go down to the courthouse and file the paperwork and do all that really fun bureaucratic stuff. So that experience of both of us being separated for over 2 years and just not wanting to deal with it was the inspiration for this film.
So basically that's in your film. But in the film you stayed 5 years instead of 2 years.
I thought it would be a little bit better given that the main character of Jane opens the film getting engaged. I wanted to give her a little bit more leeway for a relationship with Dennis to develop.
So when you were writing this, you're like, okay, well, you haven't got a divorce yet from what I'm understanding.
Yes.
So after the film, were you able to get the divorce? Did this inspire you to get it done?
I got divorced during the film.
Okay, good.
Which was such a weird process. Because, yeah, I was well into pre-production at the time, by the time my divorce was finalized, which could be a whole other comedy about what it's like to go through the court system. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting process of my own life and then this artistic project that was based loosely on it.
Excuse me. So you're a student, obviously, and you have no money. We know that. I can't even argue I have any money filming a short. So
no money.
When you're writing your short, how did you work out your budget and stuff then?
Oh, that's such a good question. So yes, I was a student at the time. I graduated last August and my budget was shoestring. So I did use a lot of help from my friends. I also, at this point, have been in the Chicago film community for a year or two. So I did know people to ask. And I actually asked one of my teachers, Kat Savage, to play the lead.
Oh, okay.
So Kat, who plays Jane, was actually my improv teacher. And she's a fabulous actor. She's a working actor. And she graciously donated her time to be in this project. But to keep budgets down, I wanted to keep the shooting schedule minimal. So we shot this whole film in a day and a half.
Oh, wow.
And that was a conversation. I know, right? That was a conversation with my DP on the outset of it of saying, listen, we need to minimize setups. We have to have almost no setups in this. So we are, you know, just going to go, we're going to shoot it in mostly natural light. And so to save money down the line, there was a lot that happened in pre-production to make sure that on the day things would go right.
So let's start right at the beginning then. This will help me out. You're at the park. I mean, it's very bright, probably shooting between 11 and 1 o'clock, I would guess, by the lighting.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, I'm just, because we're going natural light. Now, I'm trying to figure out, how many times did you have to shoot this? Somebody walking in front of you? Because you want that shot over that water, the fountain.
Yes, so the walking shots were the most difficult. We probably did about 4 to 5 takes of each walking shot. And the difficulty was that the people who were walking backwards to capture our actors were the DP, the location sound person, and the AD, whose job was to make sure the DP didn't trip. So all of those beautiful, wonderful humans are shorter than I am, and I am 5'4".
Oh,
and
wow.
The actors, I know, and the actors are very, very tall. So we did run into an issue quite immediately with these wonderful, wonderful crew members who were having to walk so fast to keep up with these with these actors. And thankfully, nobody tripped. But when it later in the film, when they're walking across the grass, unfortunately, our location sound person did run into a tree. But she was a trooper, and she didn't. She just kept going, and I didn't even know until after we called cut.
Okay, so I want to go more in this natural light now. I think it's Dennis, mm-hmm. her ex-husband's name, if I could be correct, or is that the guy? Okay, you go to the house again. That's got to be the same day. Then you must have literally gone from the park to his house to shoot that part. It looks like the same light. If we're getting into the natural light, I would argue it's the same time.
Yes. And that's the thing, is that we started with Dennis's scenes in the park with Jane. And then we went to the house because the actor who played Ray had a conflict. He was at work. And so he could not come back into the afternoon. So that's the only reason why we didn't shoot the park scenes all together. So I had a friend of mine who had a condominium right next to that park. So that location was chosen because we could be in the park and then literally move right next door and shoot in the, we shot in the bedroom and then we shot in the kitchen with that light. And then we came back to the park in the afternoon to shoot the final scene.
Okay. So yeah. So the end of the film is the last shot you did that. Cause the lighting is definitely different. You can see it's a little darker. I mean, you really got to look for it, but it is there. And yeah. Okay. I have one more question. I want to go back to the shortness of the people.
Sure.
So when you shoot the ex-husband, that's going to be shot after the condo then to keep the light, or that's shot the next day?
That was shot the next day. So all the scenes with her walking on the street and her at the ex-husband house, that was a half day shoot.
Okay. Now, with the shortness of people, I find your film at times is... when she's walking, you're shooting not even like a full body, like a half shot all the time. Like we don't really see a full. So that was the conflict with the height people, that they couldn't really get a full shot. Because I see that a lot. You have them like on a desk or here, or they're on the stairs. So you're always trying to shoot them smaller than they are.
Yeah. With the walking shots, definitely because the person who was doing the camera was shorter. So that might be a little bit why you have the tilt up. We also had built into that day a full body wide shot that we ended up cutting because it wasn't capturing, it was farther away and it wasn't capturing the emotions on her face. So we cut that coverage and just went with the close-ups.
Okay. When you're doing your improv actor, the lead actress, did you give her instructions? Because she definitely does a lot of facial work, I will say, that gives more of the way in the film that the actual dialogue does. Like, you have to pay attention to her. And you see that a lot with her. Her eyes move, her face moves, compared to everybody else. I mean, that could just be her experience or just your direction. So how did that work?
So she was such a wonderful actress. She brought so much in. And I feel like with this character, it really played off a lot of her natural strengths and abilities. So what I did as a director was just encourage her down different avenues. I didn't give her like technical notes, like on this line, you know, you want to look over here and then you want to like act surprised. All I had to do while directing her was saying, you know, I think the one I gave her a lot was the urgency is higher. So this is more urgent for her. This is more pressing for her in this moment. And Kat just took it and ran with it because she is a consummate professional.
I did find Kat super annoying as a person. Did you? Dennis drove me nuts. Like, I would have punched him out. Like, I don't know how these two are getting married, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But did you write that in the script, or is that just how they perceived it?
Yeah, so the way that I wrote these characters was that Ray, of course, was sort of like the stoner, the schlubby one, kind of the lazier guy. And so obviously you need to counterpoint that with somebody who is type A, who is really like organized and efficient and just wants to get things done, just wants to get things over with. So that counterpointing is how those characters were really fleshed out for me. And that's where the comedy came from for me, was having these, you know, this person who's so type A, who just wants to get this over with, who doesn't want to deal with the emotional side, who just wants to get it done, is pitted against this guy who's not going to let her get it done until he gets that one last date. And so that, you know, that comedic tension there was what I was hoping would come out in the film.
It does. Now, when we go to Ray's house, you have messy stairs. Did you bring all that stuff from home?
Yes. So I chose that location. It's also a friend of mine's house, and it was getting torn down. And I was like, perfect. And it was on the loudest street in Chicago, which I learned, not going to do that again. It was horrible for sound. But yes, we actually, my friend was really nice, and we said, can we go through your recycling? And so our wonderful PAs went out and just littered the steps, and they made it look fabulous. They crushed cans. They threw all that stuff. So all that detritus existed in the space. We just finessed it.
This is a very weird question. Ray's playing video games with somebody. He clearly states he is. Was that person ever in the script, or that was just always an offhand remark, continue the game without me?
No, it was just an offhanded remark. Andrew is a wonderful improviser. And what was actually happening at that time was that my friend was in her living room, where he comes out of, playing video games, because she was just hanging out while we used the exterior of her house. And so Andrew was just watching them play Mario Kart and used it as inspiration.
So you're okay as a writer to let these things go as a director. If you like it, you're like, that's good. Let's stick with that.
Oh, exactly. And that's why I work with improv performers, because your script is great. It's going to be good. It's going to be fine. But when people can bring their own embodiment to it and their own lines and mannerisms, like, it's just going to get better, because that's tailoring it for them. So I always, you know, you can't use everything. Sometimes as a director, you have to say that's a great take, but that's not really aligning with the central vision of this film. But you have that material, and that's the important part. So when you get to editing, you can really sculpt it.
Yeah. Did you write the line, or was the line improv return to New Coke? You know, exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh my gosh, that was mine. I am proud of that one.
That was fabulous. Made me laugh pretty hard. I thought that was great.
Thank you. He was the best, the most enjoyable voice for me to write in was Ray.
I could see that. You have a vape shot. It almost looks like a CGI effect. So you're going to help me out a bit. You have no money. So is it a CGI effect?
Oh, you really vaped.
Oh, because there's a lot of smoke coming out of there. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, Andrew, it was a, you know what? I'm not, it was a non, there was nothing in the vape. It was just like an herbal.
Okay.
But we actually, the big vape that he's holding is based off of my own ex-husband had a vape that large. But unfortunately, by the time that we went to film, I asked him if I could use it, and he had already gotten rid of it because he had stopped vaping. So that's actually an external battery from the early 2000s. And we have like a very tiny vape cartridge taped behind
it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty fun.
Okay. I want to go part about the actual last date now. I mean, you, this man, 30 seconds ago, is wearing like a cheetah print shirt. Then he shows up in a really nice shirt with a bunch of candies. And like, where does he have this stuff? I really have to ask, because I can't see this guy being that organized in 5 minutes.
So our thinking was that he ran to Walgreens and he just grabbed what was on the shelf.
I can accept.
Which is why he was late to his last date.
He was late.
Calls him out on it.
So whose ring did you use?
Oh my gosh, the rings. So I had so many and I brought them, but none of them fit Kat. So I actually had to go to a lovely shop here in Chicago called Probabilities, where they laid out all these different engagement rings, and I got to choose. So one of the rings is a rental, and we almost threw it in the pond. There's one take where Brian, who plays Dennis, opens up the ring box at the engagement, and it just goes flying, and it almost hit a turtle. It was a scary moment. But then the other ring was a mystery. The old ring I have had in my backpack for years. No idea where it came from. Never worn it in my life. Doesn't even fit me. So who knows?
That's the blue one? Looks blue. Is that the one we're talking
about?
Yeah,
that's the one that she puts on at the end on top of the pretty diamond.
Was the ending ever different? And I felt that maybe you could have gone two different directions. Or maybe it's the way you wrote it, and I'm just noticing it at it. I thought maybe you shot two different endings at one point. I'm like, could have gone a different way here.
You know, we didn't shoot two different endings, but there was an original outline of the script that was a lot more like, oh, it's almost like soap opera where she goes home and it turns out that Dennis is also a horrible person. And she's like, no, I'm not getting married. I'm just choosing me. And it was not a funny script. And it was very melodramatic. And I, at that point, was like, we're just going to make it a comedy. We're going to shrink it down. This isn't going to be some big personal revelation for her. We don't have that much time. We don't have that much money. We got to make this small and compact and make it work on the scale that we can afford.
I think you would have had a totally different film if you had gone that way. I think you would have lost what you created.
Definitely. It was an early direction that I felt I wanted something that was a little bit more realistic, but you know what happens with me a lot? I'm a comedian. Comedy is my medium. So even if I start at a place where I'm like, even if it has a more serious tone throughout the writing process, usually my works always develop a comedic tone within them. And then they, you know, that's just the process of working with what you have and creating it. And I'm so happy that that version didn't go into production. I really prefer this version.
Will we see these characters again? I do definitely think there's a sitcom here.
I wonder about that too. I definitely think the marriage between Dennis and Jane has a lot to explore.
I agree.
And I also, there was a part of me that wanted to, that was thinking about some sort of roommate situation, or maybe they like buy a condominium and then realize that like Ray is like renting out the basement. Because I think that there's such comedic counterpoints to each other that there's a lot of different elements that could explode.
Yeah, and in the future, you could be hearing in your own projects. So they did look for you, and I'm like, nope, she's not in here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that question or no? Will you be appearing in...
No, I'm sorry. I think you cut out.
No problem. Will you be appearing in a future short or no?
Myself?
Mm-hmm.
As an actor?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, no. Okay. I lied. I am in an upcoming short as an actor in a very minor role. But I'm just not as good of an actor. I'm too self-conscious. Like if you see me on screen, you can tell that I'm like thinking about like, oh shit, I'm in front of the camera. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Like I love that actors can be so natural, and I am. There's nothing natural about my performances.
Fair enough.
But I love directing, so you're going to see me behind the camera.
That's fine. I don't want to leave out the music. There is one song in the short. So mm-hmm. Where'd you get your one song from?
Oh, it's from a band called Roar. They're one of my favorite bands. It's a song about not being able to handle change, and the lyrics, "Nothing I do is ever good," at the end is something that I feel like is really in Ray's head as he's walking away from the situation. But the great thing about the song is that even though the lyrics can be kind of struggling with this sort of push and pull, it is, you know, there's something expressive and sort of freeing in the melody of it.
Okay, now I hope you listen to some of my interviews because now you're going to have fun questions. So if you didn't prepare, that's your problem.
I'm so excited.
First time on the show, I always ask everybody the same question. Favorite film?
Oh my God, a favorite? Wow. Amadeus, underrated camp classic.
Okay, thank you. I'm on board. If you call it camp, I will 100% agree with you.
People don't think of it that way, but it is such a campy film, and it's fabulous. I love it.
I absolutely agree with you. Just because you're a director, I'd like to know your favorite director.
Oh my goodness. There's so many. I gotta go. I hate this answer, but it's true. Kubrick. And I know that's such a basic answer and I should probably be doing a deeper cut.
Absolutely like, nothing. That's your favorite director. It's your favorite director.
He is for the work that he produced. And apparently he wasn't as mean as people said that he was. He liked that image. And so he made sure that that was the image that was out there. But apparently he was a bit of a more caring director than people think. So,
well, I guess we'll never know. One person you will direct in the future.
Oh my God. One person I would direct in the future. Well, this is so silly, but The Lord of the Rings was really what got me into filmmaking. I loved the series as a kid. It hit me at that right moment. I was 10 when it came out. Cate Blanchett just mesmerized me, and watching her filmography as I got older, she's such an amazing transformative actress. I would love to work with her, and I will work with her. I will intend that.
There you go. You got to have things. And you're 100% correct on Cate Blanchett. Wonderful, wonderful actor. Before I let you go, we have two things left. One, where they can find Last Date, or where they'll find it in the future if it's not out yet.
Mm-hmm. So Last Date is currently going around festivals, but I'm not. If you ask me for a copy, I'll give it to you. Go to my website, zilebish.com, ZileBish.com, and I have a contact form there, or you can email me, zilebish@gmail.com. If you want to see it, just let me know. I'm not precious about it. I'm happy to put it out there when the festival cycle is over.
Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful Saturday. I really appreciate being on the show.